Ta-da! What do you think? So new outfit you got for me. I wanted to try it on before we go out later. Got your opinion? I mean, I know you picked it out especially, but I just wanted to make quadruple sure that, well, that you liked it on me. So, does Master think I look cute today? Really? I'm so happy. Well, it's been hard to find confidence in the new outfits you've been picking up for me. All these new clothes and so many styles to choose from. But I trust your judgment, Master. And if you say that I look cute, then I think I look cute too. Can I be a little nosy, Master? A little nosy. Well, because you said we were going somewhere special later. And I just found myself wondering all day where that might be. So, I thought maybe I could just ask and you would tell me. What? That's not fair. I don't want to guess. Wait. Don't tell me. It's not the fancy sushi place, right? With the little... the thing. Where they rotate around and bring you new options constantly. But why? I didn't do anything special. You only take me there whenever I do something really good. Just 'cause you can? Okay. I suppose I can't complain. And what's the budget? You mean I can order anything I want? Something's fishy. And it's not the sushi. Why are you being so nice? Well, I didn't even do anything good. I don't understand. Of course, Master. I mean, I don't mean to be. I just want to understand, that's all. You're scared? What do you mean? But it's been so long. You're still scared that I might turn back into a cat? You're silly. You are. How long have I been like this now? A year? Or two? I still remember the first day you came home. You found me in here. You thought I was some crazy girl wearing your clothes. But it was me all along. You're loyal. Well, I think everything's gonna be fine. I love you so, so much, Master. You have nothing to worry about. I promise. I'll always love you, no matter what. Okay? Promise. Now, let's go get some snackies, because I'm really hungry. What do you mean, not yet? Reservation. 3 hours. What even is a stupid reservation anyways? I don't think I like it. It's keeping me from eating my food. Ooh, I see. Thank you for explaining it to me, Master. Well then, I guess we have no choice but to wait. What will we do to pass the time? I wonder. Well, I could think of a few things. If you're not chicken, that is. Well, I miss snuggling up to you. Curling into a little ball and just laying while you give me head pats. We haven't really done it since. You know. Well, I know that you do, but somehow not the same. Please. Please. Come on. Really? Come on, quick, come on, come on, come on. Let's go. No time to waste. You just go ahead and plop down. And once you're comfy, I'll find a nice position right next to you. Then my cuddle, of course. What else? Unless you've changed your mind, then in that case, I understand. Okay. Well, hurry up then. Get comfy. I will set and comfy. How's this? Not squishing anything. Goody. I could totally go for a cat nap right now. Just a short one. The sunbeams are angled perfectly. The bed is nice and warm and soft. And of course, you're here. I can almost feel myself dozing off already. Huh? You say something? Right. What was I saying? Oh yeah. A nap would be really nice right now. dozed off a little. You know you can pull me closer, right? I feel your hands awkwardly rested, like half an inch above my waist. If you want to just hug me, you can. Why would it bother me? I love you. And I miss our cuddles. Don't you miss them? And love them, there's nothing for you to be afraid of. Just embrace me. Please? I miss this. And pets? Thank you. So nice. Yeah. Could you just itch? Oh. Lovely. You know, I just really wanted to say I'm grateful for you. Or to you for taking me out. Well, I know that when we go out, sometimes people point and laugh. Well, because of the way that I look. I know. They don't understand that, well, potion magic things. Well, I just see the way you get embarrassed sometimes, but you take me out anyways. I really appreciate it. That you're trying to give me a normal life amidst our strange circumstances. I couldn't ask for a better master. I really enjoy spending quality time with you, Master. You do too? Really? Hold tight. Never let go. So what if it's dramatic? I mean it. We're gonna be together forever, Master. I promise. I'll always look out for you, and you'll always look out for me. Deal? You've got a pinky swear, or it doesn't count. Gimme. No, you can never back out. Me, and you. And you, and me. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Which place to do reservations at again? And how long until we have to go? So that's plenty of time. Oh, you know, all sorts of things. Like cuddles and cuddles and well, mostly cuddles. Although, I suppose I could think of a few other things. Nothing we've done before. But I've seen you too. Once or twice. Well, not too per se. But you watch stuff that has it sometimes. You used to, anyways. When you thought I wasn't looking. What is it, Master? You seem awfully flustered now. Did I say something wrong? No? Well then, what's wrong? I knew it. Things are different now that I'm like this. I look like the girls you're usually attracted to, and it bothers you. I don't understand why. The only thing I've ever wanted to do is make you happy, Master. Whatever it is, I don't want you to be too shy to tell me. We'll work it out together, okay? I knew you'd understand. Maybe if you just showed me, I could help you better. Okay. Let me see. Oh. No, I think I could try. Whatever would be the most helpful to you, Master. I want to. Right, I can touch you, if that's what you want. Where? Here? I see. It's reacting to my touches. Actually quite fun to play with. So twitchy. No. I love it so much. Do I get to see it? Or... Well, the video you showed me, it was all out. Not restricted by the confines of clothing. If you understand what I mean. Oh, I'll wait patiently for you. Well, I don't know how to take it out. Never done anything like this before. Not the answer you were hoping for. It's not as if I'm not eager to. I just don't know how. I mean, you're the one who has to help me get dressed every morning. You should know. Little master, what's keeping you? Aren't you going to let me see it? I want to see it. Of course I want to see it. It's big. I'm twitching. That's a good thing, right? Okay. Here goes nothing. Soft. Not what I was expecting. Well, I don't know. I thought it would be hard like the rest of it, but it's so squishy. I almost want to numb, but I know I shouldn't. I'll opt for sucking instead. What, master? So you want more then? That can be managed. My math master. Do it again.